disciples, they had gone to Jerusalem, and they experienced quite a tumultuous week the week before Easter, didn't they? The triumphal entry of Jesus on Palm Sunday, the expectation of a new kingdom, the king walking in, a betrayal by a trusted friend, one of the disciples, his arrest, the denial of Jesus by their leader, Peter, the agonizing crucifixion of Jesus, and then the resurrection, and all these manifestations of the Lord in their presence. You have to understand, it was a confusing time for these apostles. What's going on? You know, at the tomb, depending upon which gospel you read, you know, one says one angel, the other says two angels. Doesn't matter. An angel told them at the tomb that Jesus is not here. He has risen. And what did they say? He said, he will see you in Galilee, where this gospel picks up with tonight. Now, this was a significant or important piece of evidence for Jesus to manifest himself in a different location at a later time. It's real important to think about it. It means he's getting around. He's going places. He's seeing people. People are seeing him. He's not sitting still. I mentioned on Easter morning, there's a lot of movement going on. There's a lot of things happening. And the days and the weeks following our Lord's resurrection from the dead are no different. There's a lot going on. So what does Peter say? I'm going fishing. Good for him. He decides to go fishing because I think he understood the Lord's commission to him. What did the Lord say to them when he saw them and finally sat with them in the locked room? He says, I breathe the Holy Spirit upon you. Well, the disciples are scared. They're confused. Those who had followed Christ all throughout his ministry now, what do we do? Is he really alive? You know, many of them saw him, you know, that day, the day of the resurrection. And now it's been a couple days, we haven't seen him. Is that real? Or was that in our minds? children of the Heavenly Father. Now, I'm over 50 years old. A little bit. I'm far from being a child. Why did Jesus call him a child? Why does Jesus call you and you and you guys? Why does he call us children? All human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.